don't know where I've been so blue. Don't know why I'm over you. You found someone new, and ought to make my brown eyes blue.
Get your hands up.
I'll be fine, oh, when you go.
What's up?
I just cry.
What's up?
All night long.
Oh, oh.
Say it is untrue.
Get your hands up.
And ought to make my bright eyes blue.
Oh, oh, oh.
Tell me no secrets.
That's right.
Tell me some lies.
Tell me some lies.
Give me no reason.
Get your hands up.
Give me alibis.
Get your hands up.
Tell me you love me.
What's up?
And don't let me cry.
What's up?
You ready to break into NES?
I'm ready. Slow jams.
That's right.
You're on the coast.
How about this? Crystal Gale, don't make my brown eyes blue.
And that song will be coasting all night long.
That's right. You're listening to Smooth 80. Why just the mics? So. All right. So anyways, fuck you, Crystal Gale. Don't make... What? Oh.
What is that?
Some kind of that's,
dog, get off me.
Oh.
Oh, wow, do you hear that?
Yeah. Hey, I don't even know if we're live right now. What the fuck is going on?
No, I know.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Fucking animals. I am done with animals.
Is this thing even working?
Yeah, it's working. It logged off and logged back on, most likely because of how fucking douchey my animals are. I'm getting, you know, like I said today on stage, we just got off stage. We just went and did some open mic. And I'm getting to the point where I'm fucking just irritated all the time with, like, I feel like I'm babysitting.
With your animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nonstop. I can't stop. Like, I have no relaxed, every time I'm relaxing, something fucked up will happen. And next thing I know, I'm fucking, like, babysitting.
Well, it sucks because, like, they're leftovers from other relationships, aren't they?
Yeah. Every single one of my animals is from a old relationship. And it's funny because all of them like are like they have the same traits. Like every I'll be in a relationship and they're like, "Hey, let's get a cat." So we'll go together, we'll get a cat. And then we'll break up and then I keep the cat. So now I have all these animals left over from all these relationships, and all of them, it's funny because all of them act just like the girl that I was dating when I bought it. Like they all have the same traits as my ex-girlfriends. As an example, they all hate it when I come on their faces. So that's a ha-ha bit I wrote today on the patio. And it actually went out pretty, it went pretty good.
It's gonna be good.
Tomorrow, all right, so this is, anyways, guys, this is the super, I feel very snaky today.
Why
snaky? What's up with the S's?
I don't know.
Do you hear that?
Being lispy.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like.
Well, anyways, I'm lispy.
So this is... I'll just not talk into the mic. This is a super drunk podcast, meaning we are doing
shots.
Fucking shots of Jaeger, which is something I have sworn off 1,000 times. Like a lot of you Ustream users just got on board, so we'll re-explain that. So What is this we're doing? We're doing... Now, I've only done Jaeger. This is Jaeger Bomb? Is that what it's called?
Jaeger Bomb would be where you're dropping a shot of Jaeger into vodka. What am I talking about? Sorry, I'm a little buzzed. We're dropping it into Red Bull.
Right.
But right now, we're going to put Red Bull in your mouth first.
Right.
Then you swallow the Jaeger, and then you chase it with Red Bull. So then you never, ever taste the alcohol. It, like, gets rid of that.
So you're doing the Red Bull first.
Yeah, just keep it in your mouth, though. Don't swallow it.
All right.
So watch.
All right.
Red Bull, Jaeger, Red Bull.
All right. I can do that.
All right.
I'm fucking 36 years old.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers. I know. Maybe you want to miss a 22 and you missed it.
God, that's disgusting.
That's great.
It's pretty good.
That's good. right?
Yeah, but there's, you know, Jägermeister has that hint of...
Licorice.
No, hint of bad memories. Like, I don't know how many times I've had a bad night on Jäger where I just drank too much Jäger, did something bad, woke up.
What's the worst thing you did?
Oh, there's so many things I've done. I can't even think of one. I can remember that every time I wake up puking, I'm tasting the Jäger come back out of my mouth, and I'm like, God, I hate licorice. I hate black licorice. Why do I drink this shit?
Yeah. Well, because it's nice, because Jäger, it's that kind of drunk that you want to get when you drink vodka, but it's not like that dizzy, like, where am I drunk?
Right.
I'm not myself. Like, you can get drunk on Jäger, unless you drink, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then you're just going to be a different person.
Well, supposedly, we're drinking this whole bottle, right? In the next hour?
If you dare me to.
This is a one of the bigger bottles, I guess.
You did.
And we're gonna drink this whole thing, right?
Why not? Shot at a time.
I only have one toilet to puke in, so we might be puking in each other.
You get the sink.
God.
No.
I remember one time we did open mic at a pool hall, and on the way home, you were just like, pull over, pull over, pull over. I'm like, what? And next thing I know, you're puking. But you were good about it.
I know.
Puked outside of the door.
I know.
My friend Michelle, she puked... like on my door, and it, like, you know, the speaker, God, the S's.
You sound fine. It's seriously.
So she puked on the speaker grill. And so
that sucks. Like, it gets on the grid. You know?
Right. Like, it was in the grid. And so, like, the next day I'm like cleaning it up. I'm like, damn, it's clean. And I get in my car and it smells like puke. And I'm like, why does it still smell like puke? I've done everything possible. And then I noticed in the speaker grill, there's like little dots of puke in each little dot.
So then I got to detail it for you.
Yeah. No. So I took a toothpick and picked out each little hole. And it was gross because I had a little paper towel and I'd like pick it and a little puke would come out.
That's
and
put disgusting. It on
the, yeah. It's so disgusting. I did all that, spent like 3 hours doing it. It still smelled like puke. So now I'm like fucking paranoid, like going over everything I can possibly find. And then I look at the seatbelt. And there's this little thing of puke on the seatbelt. So I clean up the seatbelt. I'm like, all right, now I think that's good. And I drove for a day, still smelled like puke.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's when somebody pukes in your car, it's one of the worst things possible. The only thing I hate more than somebody puking in your car is when somebody fucking smokes in your car, which is bad anyways, and burns the top part. Yeah. You know, like the cloth part.
The interior.
Yeah, the interior. And then you don't want to be like a dick, like, hey, by the way, you just ruined my whole entire car.
No, I just bought my Mercedes. I just bought my Mercedes, right?
Right.
It's a $26,000 car. I bought it. I put like $4,500 down on it, and I'm only paying $350 a month, which I was driving an F-150 before.
Right.
It's $50 more than the F-150. I tell my friend Mike, because I just quit smoking at this time. I smoke again now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, you can smoke in my car, but don't burn it. And right. He's like, all right. I look over at him, and we were like, we were smoking weed, so we were high. And, right. He burns my fucking ceiling. Ugh. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to pay this car off fully. I want to be able to trade it back in and get what I want.
This is your car you have right now?
My Mercedes, yeah.
Right.
And I've had it for like, I had it for 3 months at this point, and he burned a hole in the top of the cigarette to the point where you can't even get it out with an upholstery like cleaner. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if the guy is going to see it when I take it back to the Mercedes dealership so I can get a different kind of car.
Right.
But does that totally devalue
it?
Well,
what's what's the ceiling color? What's the color?
Gray.
Gray.
It's gray. Hmm. And there's it's right underneath like the that little mirror you could pull down to like look at yourself, you know.
Oh, right, it's underneath that.
So I could hide it if I like bring it back to the dealership.
Well, what I would recommend doing is just detailing it before it goes. Like go in there and make sure you can get all the extra bullshit, and then maybe take a gray like Sharpie if they even make gray, like a silver Sharpie, and just try to see if that helps it. And if it doesn't, then
put some like gray like paint on it or something.
Right.
Kind of paint it to match.
Right. Paint it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I used to rent apartments and in places that they were like, you know, you're not allowed to hang up pictures or whatever like that. I used to take white out. Yeah. Oh, is it time for another Jäger bomb? I think it is. Like,
what are you saying?
I used to take white out on all the holes in my wall, you know, but instead of putting
caulk in it or whatever.
Right.
It is, right?
Caulk.
Caulk.
C-A-U-L-K. That reminds me. Last time I was home, my mom had to get some caulk. And she was like kept on saying it, and it was like, you know, even if you're an adult, you have to recognize that that means cock. Yeah. And that's hilarious. But she kept on going like, I need to go to Lowe's. Will you come with me? I just need to get some cock. I was trying to get some cock from my husband, but you know, he said he was all out of his cock, and she kept on saying it like 100 times, and finally,
and you're like, Mom, you're turning
me on.
No.
Finally, I was like, Mom, do you understand that? No, I was going to say something gross.
What were you going to say?
No.
Mom, you're turning
I almost
on.
Went too far. See, I have a bad problem because recently my father was like, hey, I saw the podcast.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm like, what are you talking about? And then fortunately, he just saw like an interview that I did with the Naughty Show. It's on my website. Like, he only goes to my website, so mm-hmm. I don't really put too much of my podcast, like the Joe Rogan podcast shit, on there for this very reason. So he'll watch anything I post on my website, which is unfortunate because I post a lot of fucked up shit, and he definitely knows that
getting
I smoke.
Sure, a little vulgar, maybe.
Right. Well, he definitely knows I smoke weed and stuff like that. But if he listened to my podcast, the shit I say on that, or Joe's podcast, the shit I say on there, I would be so embarrassed if he fucking heard all. If he sat down, I'm like, I'm retired.
But it's your dad, though. That's like, it's different. Like, you know, having your dad hear something you say versus your mom or like a grandma, you know, like your dad should be like buddy buddy with you, unless he's like super judgmental.
No. I mean, he's cool. It's way better that he's listening and watching to my shit than my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be awful. Is your parents pretty tight? Like, are they like, can you get away with shit? Can you talk to them about things like, hey, you know, I had double anal last night and it was great. Would they like judge you or anything?
No, you know. It's awkward though, because my mom, she wants to have these mother daughter conversations where she's like, Allison, you know, I want you to use a condom if you have sex. I want you to be smart about. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you about these things. Like, I understand, but I'm not like 16. I understand, like, you know, common sense and protection and all that shit.
Right.
But like talking now at this age, it's almost a little awkward. Like, I just want to avoid it. Oh, are you getting, like, the fucking shivers from that shit?
I just thought this was, like, Coca-Cola. Oh, I just drank a little bit of this shot of Jaeger thinking, like, oh, I'm thirsty. It's Coke.
No.
I forgot it was a shot of Jaeger. All right, let's do another shot real quick, and then we'll continue the story, because I already have it in my mouth, and it's burning me. Cheers.
Cheers. Wait, Red Bull?
Yeah, okay. Red Bull first. Oh God, I can already tell that's coming up later.
Really?
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Ugh.
There's no reason to drink Jägermeister.
Yeah, there is.
All right.
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night, and we got animals fighting. We got a cat versus a dog over here.
It's weird. Like, okay, it's Saturday night, and I feel like I'm one of those people that have to like force myself to want to like go out. And like go to a bar or like go to a club. I don't like clubbing unless I'm in Vegas, and I don't like going to a bar.
Did you ever like it? I mean, you're only 22, so you should still be loving it.
I know, that's the problem. I don't like going out like randomly and going like, because I have these girlfriends that are like, I'm gonna go out to the bar and don't worry about it, guy's gonna buy us drinks. But I'm not into that. I'm not
fucking
into saying
that,
let's go find a guy to buy me a drink. Like, no, I'm gonna go buy myself a drink and I want to hang out with my friends and talk.
Right.
But I have so many girlfriends who think that they could just go flirt with guys and have them buy them a drink.
Right.
Like, I'm not kidding.
That's most girls. That's not fair.
It's really weird. I feel weird. I couldn't do that. I'm not like that.
I hate that shit so much. It's gross.
A lot of girls do that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, all my girlfriends do that.
It's fucking unfortunate. You know the worst... Wow. Thanks for freaking me out. The worst thing is, like, when you go on a girl and she doesn't even bring her purse... Like, you go on a date, you're like, wow, you
obviously
don't even have a purse. You're not even hinting. At least hint at it, you know? Like, well, I don't care if you have a clutch. I don't care if that clutch is a shoe. You can just take off your shoe and hold it like it's a purse. But at least make me think that you're trying to bring, you know? I get fucked around a lot.
No, I know, because you're a nice guy. And I offered to buy you a beer today, and you turned me away.
Well, when you offer it, then I buy you one, because I don't want to, you know, if you offer it, then I'm like, yeah, you offered. That's cool. That's all I want. Yeah. I don't want this bullshit, because once in a while, if you offer, I'll take you up on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to be a dick. I can afford a $5 beer.
Oh, my God.
Whatever, $4 beer.
My friend, she was taking this guitar class in Pasadena to learn how to play guitar. And there's this guy that she kind of had a crush on, right, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a crush on her, too. So he asks her on a date. She goes on a date with him. They go get sushi and drinks. And he goes, so you got this, right?
Wow.
And she's like, I guess so. And then he's like, all right, well, you can pay for yourself. I'll pay for myself. She's like, wow. Never saw that guy again.
Yeah, of course
she was like,
not.
I couldn't believe it, Allison. I can't believe that happened. I'm like, dude, that guy is like not a man, first of all. Fucking rude.
Right.
Second of all, I don't even know. Fuck that shit. He was Armenian anyway.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Why didn't she say that? Why didn't she say that at the beginning? You know, it's so weird. Before I moved to California, I didn't know what Armenians and Persians, and I have nothing against them. Actually, they're very nice people. For the people I know, they're very cool and very nice.
They're all over.
But they they're all over.
Girls.
And it's kind of like I don't want to be racist, but they all kind of like. I mean, if you go into the Glendale Galleria, which is a mall,
I hate that mall
in Glendale, California. That's where I rescued my dog from. Oh, and believe me, it's 100 times worse than a pound smelling like Polo cologne, you know, all day. That's worse. That's way worse, you know? It's like, oh, this dog is in a pound and it's, you know, it's not getting attention. All right. Or this dog is in a pet store and it smells like Polo cologne and it's being grabbed by Persian men all day. That's way worse. I mean, if you ask me, would you rather be grabbed by Persian men all day or fucking not talked to? No. I'd be like, hey, I don't want to be talked to. I'd rather not be talked to than grabbed by Persian men all day.
Every time, like when I was 18 and I was like, I'm going to go to the dance clubs, you know, in like Costa Mesa because I live in Orange County.
Right.
And it was just like, I would never get hit on by like a white guy. Not saying I'm racist, but it'd always be fucking Persians.
Really? Well, you kind of look like you're Persian a little.
Do I?
Yeah, you really? Have a, like a Persian vibe, and I think it's mostly your makeup. I mean, you have some intense makeup going on.
Right now, I do.
Well, not right now, but usually
sometimes
you do.
My eyeshadow.
Like that video I posted a video on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/redban. And it's called Allison's Gonna Get You or something like that.
Allison, she will get you.
Yeah, yeah. And you do a lot of extra work, meaning like the show Extra can't afford a studio, right?
They can't. I actually, I have a boss that I do web design for. And his sister works for The Insider. And she told me that Extra, who Mario Lopez hosts, you know, they actually, the reason why they film at The Grove is because they couldn't afford studio time at WB anymore, which
The Grove is a mall in LA.
The Grove is an outdoor mall. So they actually hire like, you know, 15 to 30 people to stand in and act like they're shoppers. Right. And I'm one of these shoppers.
Why don't they just grab 15 people?
They do.
That would save them $1,500 or whatever it is.
But a lot of people are not the kind of people they want to have on TV.
Right.
So they want to mix in pretty faces and they want to mix in normal people. You know what I'm saying?
Right, make it realistic.
Yeah, exactly. But it's sad because nothing is fucking real. I'm letting everybody know nothing is real.
Nothing is real.
TV is not real, obviously.
Obviously.
Reality TV is not real.
True TV is the worst, too. There's a channel called True TV.
I heard of it.
And it even has the word true in it. And you're like, oh, everything's true. No, everything's the most fakest show on that channel ever. Like, they have, like, whatever, some pawn shop show. If you just watch, the best thing about any of the shows that you think is fake, like on True TV, there's always fights, but there's never punches hit. Like there's always punches thrown, there's always grabbing and wrestling, but there's never, you'll never see a punch to the face.
That was like Pan's Labyrinth. All right, for everybody who's
by the way, Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth. P-A-N-S. Labyrinth. It's not the one with David Bowie. It's in Spanish.
Labyrinth.
Yeah, that's Labyrinth. That one's not cool.
No.
It's Pan's Labyrinth. It's in Spanish and it's subtitled. And it is literally the kind of movie that is so good that you actually forget that you're reading the subtitles, like within the first 5 minutes.
I know. It was, I like the idea that I didn't know any of the actors or actresses.
Exactly.
And the fact that it was not filmed in the United States.
Exactly. I showed it to Brian last night and it blew your mind, right?
Yeah.
It's like Narnia for like rated R.
Fucking love
it. It's insane.
I got it off iTunes on the iTunes store because they didn't have it on Netflix. And it was only $3.99.
Yeah,
but
worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it. The special effects.
So
I mean, where is that film from? Is that?
It's in Spain. It's Spanish, but it's not like Mexican Spanish. It's like Spain Spanish, so it's a little different. Like they say comais instead of comer. Like comer would be like eat, and like comais is like eat, but
right.
It's different. There's a different dialect. It's like if you go to Costa Rica and you speak Mexico Spanish,
right?
They won't understand it completely, you know?
Right.
Let's
do another shot real quick.
All right. But yeah, if you watch this, it will blow your mind.
By the way, we are one. What is that? Would you say 40%, 30% off the out of the bottle already?
I'm really bad.
Wait, what ounce bottle?
It's like knowing my gas tank, you know, like my one quarter. Or
this is the 750 milliliter. Yeah. Yeah, this is a big guy.
Why the fuck is it a deer? I don't get it.
Because I said after you drink that whole bottle, you'll
fuck a deer.
Fuck that deer. If it asked you to fuck you, you would fuck that deer.
No, dude.
And you would find Jesus the next day.
I was in Oregon visiting an ex-boyfriend like 4 years ago. He was like doing hockey or whatever lame stuff. And I get out of the car in Eugene, Oregon, and I get out and there's a deer right next to me. Right. Just like fucking bonk, like fucking staring at me. And I freaked out and it didn't even move. And like if you look at them, they're kind of nasty because like their eyeball, like you know how you say Twix's eyeball, you can't see the white in it.
Right.
A deer eyeball is like this big.
Right.
And there's no white. It's just like fucking staring at me like sideways, you know?
Right.
And like, oh, it's the most disgusting thing. I think they're ugly ass creatures.
That deer's eyeball likes chicken and grape juice. Cheers.
Are you being racist?
No. Gross. All right.
I don't understand. Like, what do they add in Jaeger to make it taste like fucking black licorice?
It is probably black licorice. Or is a thousand buttholes. Who knows?
What is that?
So, I don't know. Highly recommend Pan's Labyrinth. You know another film? We actually watched this today before we went and saw Open
Vice?
Mic. Well, no. Vice Guide to Liberia. Is that right?
Liberia. Nigeria, Liberia.
Right. That was... All right, if you guys have Netflix streaming, write this down right now. I'll wait.
Seriously.
It's called Vice Guide to Liberia.
Ugh, it's amazing.
It is so fucked up. And you know what's funny? That's one of those things that Joe might have brought up like on the podcast before. Like, dude, did you see this? I'm like, no, I didn't see that. Why would you watch too much documentaries?
I love documentaries.
You know, that I love documentaries too, but he watches like 50 a day.
Hooked on Phonics for adults.
I wonder if he's seen this. I can't wait to ask him because that was awesome. Duncan Trussell showed me that.
To give you guys a sneak preview of what it's about, I won't even ruin it, but pretty much we live on this one planet, right? And on this one planet, we think that the United States, this is the way it all goes. But what you don't know is thousands and hundreds of thousands of miles away, it is fucking Mars. It is a different planet, right? These people eat people. These people in Africa, they fucking eat people. They drink baby's blood and they go out and they kill people.
Yeah.
And it is these people who actually do the interviews and they go out and put themselves in harm's way. Brian thinks they're kind of douchebags. I don't really know if I can judge them yet. But you know what? Thank God for them because they give us an insight.
Yeah, absolutely.
They give us an
insight. Thank God for them. I wouldn't want to hang out with
that
guy.
We would never know. No.
But
we never know.
Yeah, I don't like the guy that does the Vice thing. He seems kind of douchey. And I don't know if that's like Duncan said he was douchey. And I was like agreeing with him. So maybe
you're kind of being jaded a little
bit.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just jaded because Duncan said it. But
I thought the guy you showed me the yesterday was a douchebag.
That was the same guy. I didn't want to tell you.
It didn't even seem like the same guy.
It was the same guy.
He had a different hairstyle.
Yeah, we watched another one where it was, what was that place in Russia where a nuclear bomb went off? Or a nuclear reactor blew up.
It was called Beasts and Bombs.
Right, Beasts and Bombs. And it was like, God, fuck, what is that shit
I don't know what it's called. It's Vice, Beasts and Bombs?
Yeah, Vice, Beasts and Bombs. And it was about that nuclear reactor that blew up in, I believe, Russia or some...
it was in Russia. It was.
Yeah, I think it was Russia.
But there's like, it's so radioactive, you can't even walk around.
Right, there's 20 miles, is that what it was? 20 miles of land.
Where it's radioactive.
Where it's so radioactive, nothing lives there anymore. It's just dead earth.
They call it the Red Forest, right?
Right, yeah, it's dead earth. Yeah. Meaning like, you can't live there. There's an amusement park that was about to open and it closed. And it's just sitting there because it can't open. No one can even be there.
No.
And they're just walking around here. I guess it's probably something like it's radioactive to the point if you live there every day, you'd probably get ball cancer. But if you're there for like 5 minutes, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But I was thinking though, like...
You need to stop thinking so much,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, I know. It's your point. Damn you, Jaeger.
Fucking the Jaeger's already started.
I just lost
started.
What I was thinking about.
Anyways, I saw this other movie today. What's the other one? Banksy?
It's not Banksy. It's Banksy.
I know.
Banksy. He's a street artist.
From the outdoor?
It's called...
gift shop in gift shop.
Through the eyes of a gift shop.
Through the eyes of the gift shop. I think.
Eyes of the gift shop.
Eyes of the gift shop.
No, look it up.
Anyways, yeah, just Google.
Banks. Google Banksy documentaries.
Yeah, it's on Netflix streaming.
It's called like Through the Eyes of the Gift Shop. It's something this like thing that, on Netflix, and it's just inside of how Banksy.
Fucking love that documentary.
Yeah, if you don't know, Banksy is a street artist who does graffiti, but not in the stupid ghetto Mexican way of like 808. This is my gang. It's like more
I think
like
I think a lot of people know who that guy is.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like I'm gonna make an impression. I want to say something. You know, I want to say something through art.
Right. I've been a huge fan of him. And by the way, he has an awesome Flickr group that everyone that takes.
What is Flickr?
You don't know what Flickr is?
Is that like a picture, like photo bucket?
Yeah, that's what the screenshot on
so
the
So what's so good about that then? It's just photo bucket.
Well, anyways, it's a collection of like photo guys, like people that love to take photos. They pay the extra $50 a year or whatever it is. And they put their photos up. Anyways, there's a whole group of people that just follow him. And anytime he does new art, they take photos of it and they put it in this group. So you're always constantly seeing the new shit that guy does. He's a graffiti artist or whatever. Or not.
But he's secret.
More than that.
He describes his voice like he hides it like he's on a gangland. You know, it's like
this. It's like this. Hold on. Hey. Wait. Hold on. Let me find the best one. So, hey.
Hello.
Whoa. I am Banksy.
No, you have to make him way more distorted.
Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Hey. No. 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 No.
Brian, this is really annoying.
What? You think it's annoying? Hey.
Echo.
Hey. 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 Hi. Hello. Hi, I'm a graffiti artist. Hey,
my name is Banksy.
Anyways, I can't.
Wait. Fuck that. Get rid of that. Stop it. That's not fun. Echo on a podcast is not good.
I'm a graffiti artist.
Can I play the piano?
Yeah.
Can I do Mario?
Do you know Mario? Do you know Mario? I used to know it. It used to be like.
Wow. Take it off. Take it off that reverb.
Anyways, that documentary is really good. And what's crazy about the documentary is that living in...
What? What's it called?
Through the eyeglass of a shop that you don't want to ever go into or something.
We have to find the name. I'm going to look it up. You know,
you look it up.
The day and age of the computer in our pocket.
Right.
There's no point that we shouldn't know any of this shit.
So I'll talk about it while you look it up.
All right.
So anyways... Everyone knows who this guy is, I think, in my opinion. But if you don't know him, she'll tell you exactly what to watch. Anyways, what's weird about living in LA is you see this graffiti all the time. And I'm one of those guys, if I see some good graffiti, I consider it art, so I'll take a photo of it. And I used to see these Space Invader signs all over the place. What?
Yeah, one of the guys in this film, he's the guy, if you ever went down the street or anything, or, you know,
a lot of people don't live in L.A. that are listening to this. But
they also do it in Britain, right? Or is it the Space Invader only in L.A.?
Yeah, all right, so Britain and L.A. will know this, but everywhere else, you walk around the streets, you see these weird stencils and the graffiti on the streets, and it turns out it's, like, the same person. And, like, the Obey guy, like the Andre the Giant guy, that's everywhere. I see Obey everywhere.
Okay, you guys.
That's my favorite guy. I want to drink beer with that Obey guy so bad.
No, for sure. All right, this movie that me and Brian are talking about is called Exit Through the Gift Shop. It is a full documentary about the man who made Banksy known to the public.
Highly recommend that.
Highly recommend it.
Watch it.
It's one of those movies. You know how like you watch Final Destination and everybody dies and you're like, why the fuck did I just watch that for an hour? This is one of those films where it's like, why the fuck did I just watch it? But it's so enlightening that you're like, I'm glad I watched that. But the outcome is very sad. It really is. But that really makes it better.
Yeah.
It makes it better.
You know what sucks about the outcome? It's because like the main thing is about this crazy French guy that just loves videotaping everything possible because he has a video camera and he's like, I just want to videotape everything.
His mom died when he was a kid. So he got like post-traumatic stress from it. And he was like, you know what? I got to videotape everything because like, once this is gone, that moment's going to be gone forever.
I call that Carlos Mencia syndrome. Ever since the Carlos Mencia video, I have felt the same exact way. I feel like I am going to miss the next... Well, I'm fucked up. I call that Carlos Mencia syndrome because every time I film, I'm like, I'm going to miss the next Carlos Mencia video. I got to film all the time. And it makes you paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm always filming.
Because you don't want to miss
it. Actually, recently, I've been actually a lot better at not filming anything anymore because...
I've never seen you film anything.
Yeah. I used to film all the time, but now I don't film it that much anymore because I've got... Oh, grab it.
Damn it.
Okay. First party foul.
It only spilled on your mic cord. Ow. You okay?
No. Just electrocution.
No. Do you want me to leave and go get a napkin?
No. Okay. No, there's a dog for that.
Twix, get on the floor.
Here.
Seriously.
Put him over there.
All right. Will he do it?
Yeah.
Rebel?
Yeah, show,
he's been awake all night.
No, it's fine. He's... Hey, watch out for this. Yeah. Just put him on there and point it to it, and he'll look it all.
Okay, get that.
Get that, yeah. You dirty fucking dog.
Get it.
See, he loves Red Bull. Of course he does. That's the best thing about dogs. I don't have a dishwasher, but I have a dog. And sure, he might fucking shit all over the floor, but you know what? I would rather clean shit on the floor than clean a whole thing of dishes.
He's drinking it.
I know.
You know what? Okay, my grandma, it's funny because Brian and I both have grandmas who have Pekingeses, and for whatever reason, my family cannot have a Pekingese because my grandma had this dog, and she's kind of like the like, you know, the grandma we don't really like that much, you know what I mean? And she has this dog, and she used to do the nastiest thing. She'd come over the house, right, and she'd be eating a sandwich or something, and she'd chew the food like, and then she'd take it out of her mouth, and she'd feed the dog with it. And I remember being like 10 years old going like, that's the most fucking disgusting thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Who wants that?
Go give your dog food. Give it some of your food. Don't chew the food for it and then take it out of your mouth and then feed it to the fucking dog.
Right.
So now whenever I look at your Pekingese, I think of my grandma's Pekingese and it like fucking grosses me out.
Wow.
I'm the scar, dude. Why does your mom and why do your parents not like the Pekingeses?
Same reason
grandma's kind of exiled from the family?
Well, my grandmother died.
So not really, anymore.
That's very rude you brought it up. I mean, it's a touchy subject.
It really?
No.
You loved her?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Anyways, so my grandmother, I used to have a Pekingese, and when I got my Pekingese, my mom, the first thing she says like, oh, you know, Grandma Mueller had a Pekingese. My dad's mom.
Yeah.
He goes, Grandma Mueller had a Pekingese. We hated that dog. Why would you ever get a dog like that? That dog was awful. And I'm like, wow. Now, I was so happy that I got this dog. And then 2 days later, my mom really shit on my face when she said that because I had no idea my grandmother had a Pekingese and that my grandmother's dog was a dick. And what's funny is now my dog is an asshole. And I'm thinking, wow, my mom was right.
Yeah.
My dog is eating shit and then eating it. Or I'm sorry, pooping and then eating it. Because like when the dog poops inside the house, I get mad. I'm like, no, bad doggy. And so then my dog thinks like if it eats it, it won't get in trouble. And so my dog has turned into a human dog centipede. Like that movie Centipede or Human Centipede. Like he's just fucking eating shit and then pooping it and then eating it again. It's horrible. So my new idea for a video, and I'm only telling you podcast people because I know none of my friends listen to any of my podcasts, like Ari Shaffir and stuff like that. But my whole idea is I'm going to film my dog eating shit, and then I'm going to tell my friends like Ari and a couple of other people, I'm going to be like, hey, I want to make a video about how slutty my dog is. So if you can just act like you're making out with my dog for the next 5 minutes, I want to film it. And so I'm going to film them making out with my dog and then cut it with my dog eating its own poop. And it's going to be a YouTube video. All right, I'll take a shot. Damn, we're going to black out tonight. Like, we are really going to black out tonight. So we're about 60. We have 60%. Okay. We're about 40%. We're about 40% done with this bottle of Jägermeister.
Why? Why does it have to taste like black licorice?
And just to show you an example, this is a big bottle. Here's a bottle of Coors Light, an example.
No, I want to read. That. I want to fucking read the ingredients on this piece of shit.
Oh, I'm sure it's
what like, the fuck.
It's full of courage.
What is the reason for it to taste like fucking black licorice? Who likes black licorice?
No one likes black licorice.
Only Indian children like black licorice.
Well, maybe it's an old. It's an old thing. Maybe it was from the 40s when people liked hard candy and black licorice.
It doesn't even tell you the fucking ingredients.
Why are you punching me? You're so violent.
I'm pissed off. Why can't it taste like sugar? Why can't it taste like anything, you know?
Why can't it taste like cotton candy?
You know what I mean?
I think it's old. I think like that was probably Charlie Chaplin's drink. And he was like, I like Jägermeister. I think that's old. I think Jägermeister's old.
Who the fuck is Charlie Chaplin?
It doesn't say the year on it at all.
Who's Charlie Chaplin?
You don't even know who Charlie Chaplin is?
Fuck no, dude.
Dude, he killed a bunch of Jews. Fucking ever heard of the Nazi race? He was in charge of the Nazi race.
That was Hitler, stupid.
No. Same guy.
No.
Charlie Chaplin was his stage name. True story. The only difference between Charlie Chaplin and Hitler was a hat, and they sped up the film times too. That's it.
Dude, I should play some ominous music to this. Can you put on some strings? Strings.
Strings? You want some strings?
Yeah, I want strings. Not like this like techno-y shit.
So, Allison, here's the deal.
My God, you are so attractive when you burp like that.
I know.
Jesus. Like
that. Here's the deal, Allison. I think... Because we both smoke cigarettes.
We do. I smoke too much. It sucks.
That I think you need to take over the podcast when I'm gone. And I'll smoke a cigarette. And then I'll take over the podcast when you're gone and you take over a cigarette.
It's not fun having a cigarette by myself. But.
Well, get over it.
Okay, fine.
So you play the piano. Is this a good string?
I want orchestra strings.
You want orchestra strings?
Long strings. Yeah. A lunar?
You're very... You're very snobby when it comes to your strings. And I think you should rap. Actually, I don't like orchestra strings. Why don't you do the Nintendo shit? Like, what's a good Nintendo?
Do it, dude. I'll do whatever you want.
I like Nintendo. I think our fans Nintendo.
Where's the chat where we see what people are typing?
So you want to see the chat?
Yeah, so I can know what to play. Like, if anybody's actually... fully committed to listening, I'll play whatever they want me to play.
All right. Well, let me...
I taught myself how to play the piano, so if you guys want me to play some type of music, I can't play the song you want, because I have to learn that over maybe a day or so, but if you want me to play some type of genre, right?
Genre? Did you just say genre?
Genre?
Genre.
I met this Mexican kid who goes...
Do you know how to play Tetris? Somebody just asked if you know how to play Tetris.
Tetris? Hell yeah. Dude, I met this Mexican kid who goes to this Mexican guy, and he's like, hey, you have any cervasas? And the Mexican guy is like, cervasas? And I'm like,
we play my skin flute. You play my skin flute if I pulled it out.
You have a skin flute?
I do.
I've always wanted one of those.
No, you could have one really deep inside of you if you want one.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. You saw it at the mall.
Aren't they expensive?
No, they're not expensive. You could have it in your mouth. Like, in like 2 seconds. Oh, I will hook you up once or twice. And from behind.
Dude, thank you. You're so cool.
Anyways, there's the chat. As you can tell, they think that playing the skin flute is awesome with your windpipes and in your mouth. And it's not as funny as Joe Rogan, Allison. All right, I'm ready to smoke a cigarette. Here's Allison's take on NES.
I think you
NES,
put regular piano on or something.
No, all right, fine.
Some kind of tune, like a Mario kind of tune, you know, like...
All right, well, you know what I think that would be? That would probably be...
No.
No.
We need, like, synthesizer.
Try that. Jeremy, but... Oh.
Ooh.
Here, right there. Try that. No.
Too echoey.
How about...
You guys need to get GarageBand. GarageBand on the Mac. Honestly, if you haven't really utilized applications...
Did you know that the apps... Have you heard about the App Store yet?
I saw your post.
Mac has an App Store, just kind of like the iPhone App Store. So now it's just a new way to like buy software for your Mac. But the cool thing about it is that you can buy like GarageBand for $14. So if you don't want to... pay for iLife or whatever, that's $50. You don't care about like three of the things. Now you could just buy like, I just want GarageBand.
It's funny because, okay, I go to the Apple store, right? And I'm a dork. Like, I know that I can maybe come off like I'm not a dork by the way I look or something. I can like, hey, I'm going to have a good day and try and do my hair and my makeup. But honestly, I grew up with buck teeth, fucking headgear, all that
shit. Why did you have buck teeth?
I had buck teeth. I had headgear. I had braces, all right? Like all that shit. I had fucking glasses. I was ridiculous looking as a child. Really? I was the last kid picked on the fucking PE team. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Brian, I'm not kidding you. I was insane dork back in the day. And now that I don't look like a dork because I can, you know, I blossomed like the fucking ugly duckling or something, whatever. I go to the Apple store and I can make shit work for myself, you know? I go and I talk about iTunes. I go fucking talk about like Fruity Loops. I go talk about GarageBand.
She thinks that she goes to the Genius Bar and brings up Fruity Loops.
Dude, I'm not kidding.
Hey, I used to use Fruity Loops.
I'm not kidding.
And that the Genius Bar was like, oh, I guess everything is free today.
Yeah. I got like a free $75 charger for my laptop because mine wasn't working because my little sister ripped it out of the wall and like bent the fucking spokes. And I was like, thanks, Manda, you know? And then what else? I got a compensated iPhone because what I did was drop my iPhone in water. But I'm talking to the guy about Fruity Loops and he's like, hey, you're a nerd. I'm like, yeah, I am. And he fucking hooks me up with a new iPhone. Even though when you drop your iPhone in water,
it's
supposed to be out of warranty.
Right, because there's stickers inside the iPhone. I know. Stickers,
it turns red. Yeah, exactly. And I know how to take it apart. And I know all that dorky shit on how to make it pass.
You have a beer right there, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want that beer. I want more Jaeger. But honestly, if you guys ever run into an iPhone problem, if you drop your iPhone in water, they say take it apart and try and fix that little sensor that has the red and the white and thing in it. Because I guess when you drop it in the water, it turns red. No. Fuck that. Don't shove cotton in it. Don't shove a fucking paper towel in it. Go to the iPhone store and say it's a software problem and say it keeps turning off whenever I turn it on. I think it's a software problem and they will hook you up. You don't need to be a hot chick. You just need to know how to fucking lie.
I got a better idea.
That's it.
I got a better idea, Allison. And this is something that more people would be able to use more. If you buy something, say like you have an...
I'm fucking drunk right now. Sorry.
I'm wasted. But that's the whole point of this podcast, I guess. So I just want to remind everyone that we are not normally this retarded, that we are almost halfway through a bottle of Jägermeister.
Oh, God.
And that's the whole point, that we're just going to start getting retarded. So I apologize. We're not normally retarded.
We started with a full bottle, and now we are literally, like, fucking literally halfway through.
We are both going to end up puking tonight and feeling like shit all day tomorrow just for you. And I have to host a show tomorrow at Sal's, so this is going to suck.
Do you have a podcast tomorrow or just Sal's?
No, just Sal's, but Oscar. That's not until 5
or I'll be 6. There. I'll be there.
I know.
I'm going to watch. It's okay. Dude,
Joe Rogan's going to be doing it tomorrow
and
night.
And Joey Diaz, and I'm not lying. Diaz is hilarious.
Yeah, Joey, they know. They know how to... Anyways, so tomorrow, if you live in L.A., Sal's Comedy Hole, Joe Rogan starts at 8 o'clock, or Joey Diaz at 8 o'clock, and then we're going to have some other comics, and then Joe Rogan. And if you haven't been to Sal's Comedy Club, one day, Sal's Comedy Club is going to be the biggest comedy club in L.A.
Okay, you know when you see someone that's so funny that it makes you cry? Right. It's that kind of cry you get from your best friend, like that inside joke. When I did the Springer show for Ha Ha Cafe in North Hollywood, Joey Diaz was the fucking...
That's not Coke.
No, it's not Coke. When I did the Springer show, right? Joey Diaz was the finisher for the show. I went on that night and I was in the set and I did my thing. It went well. Joey Diaz got on and I fucking cried. I couldn't stop crying, dude. Joey Diaz is probably, other than Dave Attell, my favorite stand-up comedian.
Dave Attell is your favorite?
Dave Attell is my favorite, but Joey Diaz is amazing.
Yeah, Dave Attell is awesome.
Dave Attell is fucking hilarious. I love Dave Attell. I would love to get the chance to meet him or at least see him live. And I never have, but someday maybe the worlds will collide and I'll be able to see him perform.
All right, let's do this shot so I can smoke a cigarette. You can blast some NES songs. I love Nintendo Entertainment System.
I will do Nintendo.
All right, cool.
Cheers. Barf.
Oh, fuck me. It's getting harder.
I know it is.
Oh God, it's so gross.
Dude, I don't know if I can do it anymore.
Whatever, we're finishing this bottle. We're halfway through. Let's show the audience. We are halfway through this bottle of Jägermeister. And
I feel I want a cigarette right now, though. Like, what? I want a cigarette right now.
Well, here's the deal.
Okay, I'll play the piano. Right.
You're going to play the piano.
I don't care how many of you fuckers sign off right now. I'm going to plug and play the piano.
There's about 200 people in this
audience. I taught myself how to play the piano. I don't know how to read music, but I taught myself how to play. Look out. So you can watch this.
You're freaking out.
No, I know. I want a cigarette.
All right, I know.
I feel nauseous, dude.
I know, me too. We're both pretty fucked up right now.
Do you?
Yes. Ugh. Here, we might puke on this podcast. That's not cool. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to keep the podcast together.
I hope my parents don't watch this one.
No.
They never would.
There should not be any reason.
I want to give them the link.
You're touching my hand with your hand, by the way. You know that.
Oh, God. This is awkward.
It's awkward. Anyways, so I'm going to go have a cigarette, and then you're going to play some NES song, and then maybe talk to them if it... I don't think you could use that.
No, give me a better tune.
So,
but regular piano, dude. Just regular piano. That'd be cool, but if you can't, it's fine.
Well, I don't even see piano. Oh, here we go. Piano.
No.
I tried that.
No.
How about this? That's good.
Yeah.
All right, stop. Don't even play. All right. So, anyways, you're going to play some song.
Yeah.
And then maybe if I'm not done smoking my cigarette, you can talk to these people because there's 202 people right now.
Yeah.
Listening to us. That's way more than any open mic show that we'll ever have. We have people from other countries listening to us right now. Probably from
Germany.
South Africa.
Oh, from fucking there's probably Liberia?
There's probably some 7-year-old heroin addict watching us right now going, you know. Anyways.
Vice to Liberia.
Watch that.
If you have Netflix, please watch that.
Anyways, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And here's Allison playing NES for you.
I'm totally messed up. I should do like a regular sounding song because I taught myself how to play piano. And let's see, where's piano and keyboards? I actually taught myself some songs and I've been playing for like 7 years, but it's all my own. So here's my own song I made up. I don't know how to read music, but fuck reading music, right? It's like a different language. Fuck that. Okay, here we go. Get it too, because I've always wanted to play guitar, but I can't figure out how to play guitar. Yesterday I was working on a set of Pretty Little Liars. It's a stupid ABC Family TV show, and they have banjos and accordions available to play, and I've always wanted to learn how to play the accordion, because you know why? Like, you know what? I grew up as a fucking nerd, all right, and I've always wanted to do something different. I want to play the accordion. I think that's awesome. And it's Mumford & Sons, I believe, that has that new song on K-Rock, which is 106.7, which is with a banjo. And I tried playing the banjo yesterday, but for whatever reason, I can't understand how to play the guitar or a banjo, let alone, you know? it's just beyond me. But when like a keyboard's in front of me and I could just put my hands on it, it's a whole different story. I don't know. I don't know how to read music though. I'd love to. I made up this jazz tune. I still just play it since Brian's gone. And I'm sorry if I'm totally slurring because I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking drunk right now. So let's see. I don't like this tune. Let's go on GarageBand. No, that sounds like shit. I could have had a good tune. All right,
it's your turn to have a cigarette. It's your turn to have a cigarette.
¿Dónde estás al baño, mi amigo?
I'm going to talk about my tattoo. All
right, why don't you show it, too?
I will. I will show mine. My tattoo.
I drew both my tattoos out. All right,
we'll talk about that, but you go have a cigarette, and I'll talk about mine.
Show your shitty tattoo. Okay. I will. You know in tattoos, you can go through too many layers of skin? That's what happened to Brian.
You dick. All right.
Can I have a cigarette?
They're outside.
Where?
Or they're underneath my phone right there. One of the two.
Dude, I'm fucked up.
I know. We drank half a bottle of Jaeger.
I'm drunk.
I know you're drunk. It sucks.
No, it's great.
But that's the whole point of this drunk cast. This is blackout cast. We usually have drunk cast, but we don't have blackout cast.
No, I'm fucking hammered.
Yeah, you're about to puke. And
no, I'm fucking good to go.
All right.
I can get up.
So, here's the deal. Whoa. Oh my God. Okay?
No, I'm fucking hammered.
Oh my God. She's wasted. Oh my God. All right, let me look at the chat room while I say this. Slip it to her. All right, well. Anyways, all right, here's the deal. So I had a, I think I've talked about this before, actually. But I have a new thing to add to it. So I got this tattoo. I used to work as a manager of a movie theater. And one of my employees, holy shit, I can't even talk. I'm about to puke. Hold on. All right, this is getting harder. Long story short, so I was watching HBO the other, I was watching some, I don't know if it was HBO, I was watching TV the other day, and this movie I worked on when I lived in Ohio called A Better Way to Die was on TV. You can Netflix it, I think, A Better Way to Die. So they were hiring local people to do things for this movie. Because it's like, hey, they're trying to get some cheap ass shit, you know?
Dude, I don't even care for a cigarette.
What? Go have a cigarette.
Care. No,
calm down.
No.
You're about to fucking poop all over the place.
No,
don't poop everywhere.
I don't eat me cheese.
So, anyways, this movie called A Better Way to Die was on. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on over here?
It's not, I don't even fucking
see. There's fucking dogs and.
Okay, your
what,
dog.
What was that?
Fucking Brian has this stupid dog. It's a Pekingese. Here you go. This is what it looks like. It's retarded looking. And it always wants to jump in your fucking mouth.
I know.
It's like you can't sit down humans, next to it without it wanting to jump in your fucking mouth.
It's the human centipede dog.
God, it's so annoying.
I yell at it for eating it. Poop. Like, it poops in the house. And I'm like, no, bad doggy. So now it's like eats its poop so it won't get in trouble. And my dog has turned into the human centipede dog.
No, you know what? I fucking hate animals. You know what? Like, I love some animals, but I watched that PETA video and I'm like, you know what? I want a fucking hamburger. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. It's fucking food.
All right.
And animals like that annoy the shit out of me. I'm sorry. Your dog is cute, but he's kind of annoying. Or she. Either way. Check you don't think it's a little bit annoying?
I got this new iPhone case. And it looks like I'm either a Japanese schoolgirl from where 1990. I don't know. I'm a 14-year-old, or it's my dog.
That's awesome. Even a gay guy said it wasn't gay, so it's okay.
Anyways, so this movie was on TV, and it's like a movie where the beginning of the movie, it's like action-packed. It's like bullets and people shooting each other, and it's hardcore. And I was hired in Ohio. My job was, hey, make this abandoned warehouse look like the streets of Chicago. Like fucking tag it. Like, put graffiti and just fuck up this whole entire warehouse to make it look, like, really dangerous. That was my job.
For what?
For this movie called A Better Way to Die. You can get it on Netflix. It's not a good movie. Well, I mean, sure, it's a good movie. Whatever.
A Better Way to Die?
It's called A Better Way to Die.
Hmm.
So, anyways, my job was to make the set. And so what I did is, I didn't know anything about tagging. I don't know anything about fucking graffiti. I am horrible at that kind of shit. So at the time, I had just got a tattoo. So I thought I would put this tattoo everywhere. Like, I'll put that tattoo. I'll put Nine Inch Nails. I'll put all the things that I like at the time, and I'll make it, like, hardcore. So I put my tattoo down everywhere. And 2 years ago, this Japanese guy comes up to me and goes, why do you have that on your arm? I'm like, that's my tattoo. What do you mean? And I thought it was a Egyptian turtle mixed with a Japanese letter for the word R for my last name, which is Reichel. But on my internet, it's Red Band. And I'm like, R? Yeah, I want an R in Japanese or Chinese. Or one of the E's. And
Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese.
Dirty knees, look at these.
Philippines.
Right. And then the symbol is going to be an Egyptian turtle.
Show your tattoo.
No, wait. And I was also like, I like Spider-Man. So if you can combine Spider-Man and an Egyptian turtle.
Mm-hmm. All right, unlike Brian's lame story, I actually draw. I like to do art, and I drew my own tattoos. Brian got his designed by someone and got misled. Okay, right. Share your tattoo. All right, people sorry. Are saying on the forum.
Sorry. Let's rewind. Hold on. Stop trying to take off my clothes, you drunk whore.
Ow. I'm going to kick your ass, dude. All right. I'm going to give you another shot so you can get on my
level.
All right,
so let me rewind because I don't know when it cut back. So basically, here's the cliff version.
You have a good tattoo.
I wanted an Egyptian turtle. I like Spider-Man, and I wanted Chinese for the letter R, for Reichel, for my last name, which is also Red Band on the internet. So I'm like, I want all these things combined. And this Asian dude comes up to me. Actually, it was a chick. And she goes, why do you have that on your arm? I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, because it's, you know, I liked my last name. It's orange. That's not what it is. She's like, that means waterfalls. Do you like waterfalls? Are you a big fan of waterfalls? And so now, if you look at this hardcore movie, A Better Way to Die, there's this huge action fight in Chicago. And then you see my tattoo everywhere. And it's just like, hey, yeah, Chicago, waterfalls. Anyways,
Brian's tattoo story is lame.
I'm sorry, I'm wasted. I'm sorry.
You guys. Not even you guys. Brian, I draw tattoos. I draw.
You draw?
I draw tattoos, all right? I do. I got fired from LA Fitness, my gym job. Because I would work.
LA Fitness?
I did. I worked from, like, let's say, like 6 o'clock at night to like maybe 1 in the morning. And people would come in and they say, hey, draw me this. And I would draw them their tattoo designs and I'd give it to them. I don't need to charge. I'm not trying to make a fucking penny. You know? I just want people to be happy. And if I can provide you the design you want, go ahead and put it on your body. All
right, you have 2 tattoos.
I have 2 tattoos.
You have one on your back, which is pretty actually sweet.
That I drew out, okay? And obviously, I didn't do it to myself because it'd be fucking impossible to get my left shoulder. But
just take off your shirt. Who cares?
Can you even see
No,
it?
You can't even see it. You have to take off your shirt. You have to take off your shirt.
No, it's impossible.
Just there's the camera. Just try to get close to that camera.
How?
You can't. Okay, you have to move the microphone.
Okay. This is my tattoo I drew.
And, wow, you just sat on the keyboard.
Can you see it?
No, it doesn't matter. If you ever meet Allison...
I drew, okay, listen, Brian's fucking barfing right now, but anyways, I'm not religious, I was raised Catholic, if anything, I don't know if I can take
anymore, you.
No, we're
gonna... Holy shit, yeah. This is gonna be the worst podcast ever. How many times are we gonna knock the MP3 recorder?
Brian.
How many times are we gonna be knocking the MP3 recorder off? Even the iTunes version's fucked.
Brian, I'm fucking hammered.
I'm hammered. But I guess that's the point.
I'm drunk.
I guess people listening to the drunk cast.
You guys, if anybody does not know, if you want to get hammered and not taste shitty fucking alcohol, because no matter what you say, alcohol tastes like asshole, all right?
So what's your solution?
My solution is, if you're going to have a chaser, don't say, oh, the chaser is after I put the alcohol in my mouth. No, all right? You get the Red Bull, right? Rebel mouth. Drink mouth. Rebel
You're
mouth.
You're very emotional.
You gotta
right
do
now.
Back and forth.
Why are you freaking out so much?
Because I'm saying to you, too.
I think you're freaking out.
No, I think you're a fucking douchebag. All right. So.
You're an ass. What the fuck? You think I'm a douchebag?
I do think you're a douchebag.
Really? Do you think I'm a douchebag? Really?
No, I don't, actually.
You know, the first time I met you. All right, stop that dumbass shit. First time I met you, you were like. You told me, you're like, just act like I'm a lesbian.
No, that wasn't the first time. Okay, pretty much.
The first time.
Shut up. I had this boyfriend I was dating for 2 years, all right? But he turned into the kind of guy that was like lying to me, dropping school because he didn't want me to yell at him. And I was like, you know what? If you're not going to go anywhere with your life, what am I going to do wasting my time? And then Brian, one day I was dropping off at his house, and he's like, hey, Allison, dump your boyfriend. And then I told him, hey, act like I'm a lesbian, you know? Like, when I'm with a guy, I don't know
if it's... I said dump your boyfriend? I said
that? Yeah. Allison.
I didn't say
that. You did. Yes, you did.
No, I never said dump your boyfriend.
You said, Allison, break up with your boyfriend.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
You're fucking crazy.
Shut up.
I never said dump your boyfriend.
You
if I did, I was drunk and I was trying to fuck you.
No, listen. Being drunk is no excuse.
It is an excuse because you don't remember what you say when you're drunk.
No, you do remember what you say when you're drunk, all right?
So why would you listen to me if I'm drunk?
I am listening, you stupid asshole. All right. Brian says, Allison, break up with your boyfriend. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Funny. Yeah.
All right. Let's drink number.
But then I broke up with my boyfriend, you know? Like,
you did?
I did. Yes, you did. I am single. And, like, I don't know if I'm
ready to mingle.
I don't know if I'm ready to mingle, dude. Like, I just, seriously. I'm not.
What's it feel like being single? You haven't been single for 2 years. I
haven't been single all my life. I've been in a relationship since I was 15, pretty much. Like 15, right. And then I got a new guy at 16, and then I got a new guy at like 22. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of dumb.
Have you ever done live sex acts in front of a webcam on Ustream?
Do you want it right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I think, no, get out of here.
Do you guys want to make out?
No.
Why?
We can't do that.
I know. We shouldn't. I'm not even attracted to you, honestly.
You're fucked up. You're about to just make out with me in front of all these people.
I wasn't, actually. I Brian, you're my friend.
I know.
Like, if you were down, I would make out with you, but, like,
I'm not down. I'm not going to make out with you.
I know. You're not down. Like, it's fine. I understand.
All right, look. If you want to get fucked, we can get fucked. But I don't want the whole internet to know I'm going to fuck you from behind.
No, I know.
You know?
You don't even want to, like, kiss me right now?
No, not on a fucking webcam.
No, that'd be weird, right?
Why? Do you want to kiss me right now? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, do you want to kiss me?
All right, you're drunk. All right, let's do a shot. You're just fucking making up shit now.
I know. I only feel like it's me and you sometimes.
All right, this is not me and you. It's 230 people watching us. All right, so grab your Red Bull.
Would it be bad if I wanted to kiss you for the first time ever?
Do you really want to kiss me?
Would it be bad?
On the camera live.
Would it be bad?
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No.
No.
Would that be like unprofessional?
It would be way unprofessional.
I'm sorry. You got like, how am honestly, I going to get Eliza's It's Jaeger. No, it's fucking Jaeger. Like, honestly, like we had a whole bottle of this and now it's half empty.
I know. I understand we're going to get wasted. I understand dude. The whole point of this whole idea was to probably kiss you. Yeah, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Let's do a drunk cast where we drink a whole bottle of Jägermeister. But you're not supposed to show it on the mic. You have to wait till it's after it's done, and I could take advantage of you drunk ass. Hey.
Stupid.
It's true.
Brian, I'm fucked up.
I know you're fucked up. Why'd you take off your clothes? There's no reason for clothes nowadays when you're like, seriously. Clothes are retarded. Like if
they are. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a secret, all right?
What?
No matter what happens in my future, I want everybody to know this.
Wow, your face.
I have not worn underwear for like 7 years.
Why don't you wear underwear?
Fuck underwear. Honestly.
All right.
Panties. Unless I'm trying to look sexy in some kind of sexy outfit. If I'm gonna wear a corset and I want to make some matching panties, fuck yeah. But am I going to wear a fucking thong underneath my fucking jeans? Hell no. It's stupid. It's uncomfortable. It's a constant fucking wedgie. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Drink the shot first and let's talk about this.
All right, let's do it. All right. What? You don't agree with that? You think I should wear underwear?
No. I have something to say. I hate it. Hold on a second. Oh, God. Whoa. Drink fell on me. Whoa. That's funny how actually
oh my god. I'm so fucked up.
I know. How
dude, I'm like fucking hammered right now.
I know.
Like seriously.
I know.
Like if I have like three more shots, we're gonna make a porno right now.
You want to?
You want to?
All right, here's the thing with pornos.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal.
To you make one live?
You stream will probably not enjoy it, but they can sell a lot of advertising for a day.
I want to have a cigarette with you.
You want to?
Yeah, with together? You, though. Not with just myself. Cigarettes alone are boring. Like, I don't want to have to end the podcast.
Why do you want to have a cigarette? Are you going to try to make out with me or something? You're fucking drunk. Hey, what are you touching me for?
I'm not touching you. Don't flatter yourself, you stupid asshole.
Stop.
Brian's retarded. I don't know if you guys ever noticed.
Seriously.
But Brian literally has Down syndrome. It's crazy. Like, I'm going to college for psychotherapy right now, and it's crazy because I'm test studying Brian.
Why are you trying to test study me?
I am.
Have you ever thought maybe that I just don't want to get in trouble with my mom?
No, it's not that. You know, it's just this thing. People? It's natural. Like you can't fight Down syndrome sometimes. You know.
Here's a question that a lot of people ask me because do you have red hair like for real?
I am naturally Italian and Austrian. I have red hair and green eyes. Okay?
Is your bush red?
No, actually, it's the weirdest thing. I'm like a calico.
Let me see.
I have white skin.
Let me see your bush.
Brown, really, right now?
Do you have a bush? Do you have a real bush or do you shave it?
No, I shave it. What the fuck? Was I born in the fucking bush? 70s?
No, you have no bush at all.
I'm not as old as you, dude.
Wow.
You're
22.
I'm an old man.
Yeah, I'm 36.
Yeah, I'm 22, okay? I know I have not experienced life to the fullest.
So you don't even know what Teddy Ruxpin is.
No, you know what? You know what? Let me tell you this.
You know what Teddy Ruxpin is?
Who the fuck is Teddy Ruxpin? It sounds like a fucking Skype bear, right?
Exactly. You have no idea what Teddy
Ruxpin is. I'm 22 years old, okay?
You're so fresh.
But, no, I
your pussy was made so much earlier than my dick.
Genitalia and your sex does not matter, all right? It matters what you've experienced and how you were raised. I was raised properly. Yeah. I've experienced the lowest lows and the highest highs, all right?
So I don't even know what that means.
No, okay, let me tell you. When I was 15, I was involved in a car accident where I was in the back seat where my boyfriend was pronounced dead on the scene.
Did he die?
He lived, but he was in a coma for 2 months.
Is he alive right now?
It was like dating your best friend and then going to another best friend. It was a different fucking person, all right? That was being in high school, being 15 to 16 years old and having to realize that the guy you were in love with or the girl you were in love with is a different fucking person was the hardest thing to get through.
Oh, that's my God, fucked up.
And it made me realize, you know, I mean, my first job was McDonald's.
Wait. So he got in a car accident,
dude,
and you went to the hotel. You went to the hotel, and like, was he like? Hospital. He came out of the coma or whatever. And he was like, "How you doing?" Was he just different?
This was
like
the first love of my life. I was 15 years old. He was the most popular guy in school and high school.
Oh, really?
Remember how?
So now you're bragging.
No. That's how shit worked back then. You know what I'm saying?
You're a cheerleader.
No, fuck no. I can't even do a cartwheel. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
I was a dork that I wore headgear.
What kind of person were you in high school first?
I was the girl that talked to everybody. I was the girl who cheated in math class. I was the girl who was a dork that wasn't in band or color guard. I was a dork. I played hacky sack, all right?
Hacky sack?
That determines me as a dork.
I can hacky.
All right? I can hacky too.
Me too.
I did hacky and I did web design and all that shit. I was a fucking nerd. But I wasn't like band geek nerd. I was just nerdy nerd. So I was okay.
Right.
But I had this boyfriend and I was in love with him.
Did you want to marry him?
I honestly thought I did, but I was 16.
Isn't that crazy?
Right? I know.
The marriage thing gets thrown around so much.
But listen to this. The hardest bone in your body is your cheekbone. And the softest bone in your body
is
your
really?
Fucking temple.
Is it really?
Yes, Brian. That's I'm not kidding.
Real facts?
Yes, real facts. I'm not kidding you. I'm not looking up on Google. I'm not fucking telling you from a lie. I'm saying the hardest bone in your body is your cheekbone. Okay. The softest bone in your body is your fucking temple. It's like a soft tissue almost. We got in this car accident when I was 15. I was in the back seat, in the middle seat, right?
Right.
We're getting this car accident.
What happened? Like you were driving towards a stoplight?
No. We were making an illegal U-turn. My friend Tommy, who
illegal
was
a, U-turn. Okay.
Tommy was a bad driver. You know that friend that's like, oh, he's a bad driver. Buckle your seatbelt, you know?
Right.
He was that kind of guy. So we all buckled our seatbelt. I said, hey, guys, buckle your seatbelt. It was me and my boyfriend's 11-month anniversary.
Right.
We all buckle our seatbelt. And like, this is the craziest shit I've ever fucking been through in my whole entire life.
Right.
I never used to wear my seatbelt.
Right.
We get in this car accident. All right. And my face.
Did you fart when it happened?
No, dude.
Nothing happened. Like, you got.
I blacked out, man.
Somebody. Something happened.
No,
like, where
listen,
a car
listen, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this, Brian. All
right. Oh, stop.
My
You're so
face,
violent.
My face hits my boyfriend's temple on an 11-month anniversary. He gets an inner bleed. It cuts his fucking.
Wait.
It cuts an artery in his brain, and his brain bleeds and smashes to the fucking side, right?
All
right. And after that happens, he's pronounced fucking dead on the scene. My boyfriend, the love of my life at 16 years old, is pronounced fucking dead on the scene. And I'm standing there grabbing his head like this, going, babe, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And he's fucking dead, right?
Wow.
He winds up living.
Were you wet at the time?
I was so turned on. He winds up living and my whole entire
You're
life.
Wet.
Listen, moral of the story, you will never feel depression unless you're in a fucking accident, okay? Fuck that. Being broke up with, fuck that. Being betrayed by a best friend, fuck that. All right. When somebody dies or something like that shit, you will never know complete depression until you lose someone completely. And when someone gets brain surgery and they turn out to be another person, it's like dating your boyfriend and then waking up and they're dating the best friend, different fucking person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck car accidents. You were more likely to get in a car accident rather than a plane accident.
That's why I drive a Ford Edge. Because it may
no,
look...
No.
Brian, why do you keep on hitting me?
Listen, you drive a soccer mom car, okay?
No, it's awesome. The best thing about having a soccer mom car is if I get in a car accident, I live.
No. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're like...
Listen, I drive a Mercedes. I have 8 airbags. I'm going to live. Brian drives a soccer mom car. He has 5 of airbags.
Whatever. Ooh, Allison, yeah. Allison earlier is like, hey, I'm going to get a motorcycle because I haven't had a motorcycle. Listen, and you used to drive motorcycles.
I have rode motorcycles for 3 years.
Yeah, motorcycles in LA is the dumbest shit you could possibly do.
I'm from Orange County, nigga.
Orange County, what?
Orange County, what?
They're going to get more money out of your parents when you get in a car accident? What the fuck does that mean?
Stupid.
Stop grabbing me.
Why? What do you mean about it?
Because you're on webcam. You can't.
I'm not going to do anything. They can't see my hands.
Yeah, they can.
They don't know that I'm grabbing your wiener.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah. You're very touchy-feely.
I'm sorry. It's Jaeger. Oh, my God.
Then pour another one.
Look at this.
We have. Dude. We have.
You going to finish the whole bottle?
That's Brian, what we're going to do. Dude. No, we're going to finish
the whole bottle. Brian. Let's just clear the air. Listen, nothing is going on between me and Brian, but right now I am hammered.
I know.
It's like seriously, it's wild, dude. Like, I'm not even sick hammered. I'm fucking hammered.
I know.
There's like two of you right now.
The point of this whole podcast is that we're going to black out.
I hope I didn't say anything stupid.
No, we probably did. But you can't. But no one's going to judge us because the whole point of this podcast was that we're going to black out.
What if I kissed you on podcast?
That's not something we should do.
We shouldn't.
No.
Am I just drunk?
You're wasted if you're talking about kissing me.
I know.
You know how much that will ruin my bottle of life? Your bottle of life. Seriously.
Lindsay Lohan's
what the fuck? Lindsay Lohan's at home masturbating to me right now. She does not need to see fucking Emma Stone make out with me.
Emma Stone. Yeah, right.
You know what's so funny is that a friend of ours, his name's Jonathan. What's his name?
Brian. Jonathan.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I can't even see straight anymore.
I know. I should totally take advantage of you. There's a webcam on right now, and I can't. Because we're on our...
I know. It's so stupid.
Why did I do this?
If I kissed you on webcam, that'd be like super lame.
No, I don't
You can't do that. You can't do that. No, no.
I don't want to kiss you on webcam.
No.
Why would you want to kiss me on webcam?
I don't know.
You're already ruining my fucking...
Shut up. Seriously.
You even brought it up.
Can you shut up?
He brought it up.
Can you shut up?
He brought it up. We're supposed to be
friends. I'm fucking
friends,
hammered,
Allison.
Dude.
Allison, we're supposed to be friends.
No, we are friends.
The first time I met you, you told me to act like you're a lesbian.
You know what? I just wish girls didn't have vaginas.
What?
Because then I could be a lesbian. If a girl could act the way the girl thinks. Because girls... Honestly, I'm going to tell you guys, and I guarantee you no girls listen to this right now. It's all guys. If girls wanted to just hang out, I'm cool with that. But when it comes down to it, I'm sorry to admit this, but I'd rather be with a guy than a girl. I'm not attracted to vaginas. I love girls, but I hate vaginas.
I think honestly, Allison, you should at least show one tit on your stream.
No way.
Yeah, I think
what if my parents watched?
Well, your parents would probably jack off.
No,
because your tits are so awesome.
You like them?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
No. I'm asking. How would you know?
What if I just kiss you right now on Ustream?
Stop.
What are we doing?
We need to focus.
Wait, let's kiss.
Get
you
away from me.
Wait. Come here.
No, we can't do that.
Just one. I dare you. I dare you to kiss me. We're friends.
All right,
we've
stop.
Never kissed
You're being
before.
Retarded.
No. We're friends. We've never kissed before. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Come
on. Hey, you're drunk.
Wait. See if anybody's listening and then they say we should do it. Do you see? I can't read it right now. I'm fucking like cross-eyed.
Well, listen.
People are saying do it. Let's just do it.
That's ridiculous. No. They're, I don't want to kiss you.
Really?
Yeah. Because that will ruin our friendship.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It will.
Honestly, when you're on Jaeger and shit like that, you shouldn't give in to your impulses, whether it's stealing or kissing and all that shit, or Brian laying on me.
I want to kiss it, trust me.
Why did you do that? You don't want
to? No, I want to. Seriously.
Then why don't you?
Well, you're pushing it.
Okay. I'm like,
why are you pushing it so much?
Because maybe I want to kiss you.
No, I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying.
It's fine. Don't kiss me, dude. It's fine.
No, it's just
I get it. I've been rejected before. It's all right.
What?
Yeah.
You've been with me before.
Rejected, I said.
Oh, rejected before.
Not with you.
Wouldn't you like to kiss this?
No. Not like that.
Kisses?
What, do you want to kiss me now?
No.
You killed me.
You want this? I know. No, you can't.
Stupid.
I like teasing you. That's fun. Wow, you're really intense with
this.
We
just end the podcast and go on your own.
You just want to fuck me now.
God damn you, Jaeger. Why?
So, what I've learned today is that Jaegermeister... No.
Come here. Brian.
No.
Really?
No, seriously. There's no reason to kiss right now.
Let's end the podcast.
I get it.
I've had fun talking with you.
You're,
Shut up.
Fucked up.
I fucking hate you. I'm having a cigarette. Fuck everything, all right? I'm having a cigarette. Give me a cigarette.
Just like one right over there.
So. Where? Where is it?
I think right there. See it?
Oh my God. I'm fucking wasted, dude.
I know.
Honestly. I'm sorry. Duh. I'm sorry for being a freak right now.
We've almost finished a whole bottle of Jaeger.
I'm wasted right now. All right,
let's do one more shot.
Okay. All
right. Here, give me a drink. Get a mic again.
Brian, I'm fucking wasted.
You understand that you're going to get stuffed tonight.
Listen, you're not stuffing me if you're not kissing me on the podcast, right? If you kiss me on the podcast, you could do it.
Right? No, I'm never going to kiss you.
We're not doing anything.
All right.
I don't want no scrub. You know what I'm saying, ladies?
Whatever. I'm sure I talked you out of it. I wanted to.
I hate you so much.
I know. Because I'm so... Is yours?
What is that?
That's your drink.
That's cute.
Fuck your face.
Fuck your face, fucker. I hate you.
No, you don't. Obviously.
I actually don't hate you. You're one of the coolest people I ever met. I'm not going to lie about that. Oh, that actually just demoted you some points, all right? All
right, here you go. Hey! Stop your nonsense. Why would you even do that? It seems very rude. You understand the whole point of the drunk cast that is that so you're going to puke. We talked about this earlier at Panera Bread, that the first thing is that you're going to try to have sex with me.
Get out of here. We talked about this. When did we ever talk about that? We never went to my hair bread before.
No, we talked about the first signs of us getting wasted is that you're going to try to have sex with me and I'm going to have to deny you.
You're so dumb.
Because you have a Puerto Rican boyfriend.
No, this is not true. Brian is full of himself and he's making shit up.
I we said this at the beginning. Look,
Who's we?
Me and the other two girls that were having sex with my face.
I fucking hate you.
Ow. All right, let's have this shot.
So Brian, we can end this. I don't
know. No, let's end this podcast because we have to end this podcast.
Brian, I'm fucking wasted.
I know you're wasted. But the whole point of a blackout podcast.
Oh my god.
What's wrong?
I'm wasted, dude.
You know what you need? You need a huge dick in your pussy.
You want it?
Yeah. Wanna do it?
Who would you want?
Alright, let's do one more shot and then have I'll put my dick in your pussy.
Okay.
All right, sound good?
Yeah, done.
All right, cool.
Hold on.
All right.
I'm not
drink
ready.
Your, drink yeah, your you're just like,
why does that taste like licorice?
No, huh?
Why does it have to taste like black licorice?
It doesn't taste like black licorice. It tastes like cum.
Gross, dude.
I'm just kidding. Drink
that. Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk.
You're not?
No, I'm actually going.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's no, no, fucked
no, no.
up then.
No, no.
That's fucked up. It is not cool to hang out with your friend when you're fucking wasted and he's fucking sober. All right, Brian? Hey, you're going to drink both these shots. Cover. That's not fair. That's not fucking fair. No, put that shit down, you fucking homosexual. All right? Take that shot right now.
You want to see
now.
How gay I am?
I already know how gay you are. Take that shot.
Turn over.
Take that shot. All right. Right fucking now. Now take this shot right fucking
no.
now. No. No, you are. You gotta get hammered. Like I
no, no, no.
Brian, I'm fucking no, wasted. No. It's not fair.
No, no, it is fair.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. Take that shot.
Is it okay? Is,
shut the I'm, fuck up.
No, 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 listen.
It's your
listen.
Shot. I just
go
took
to,
that.
Go to your web shot. Go to your web chat thing. I wanna see. Is it fair that the girl is more wasted than the guy? Or should you guys be equally wasted? You know what I'm saying?
Just take the shot.
Dude, I'm you know wasted. I just took it.
Me too, baby. That's the whole baby? Point. The whole point of the blackout fucking podcast is actually blacking out.
I'm seriously fucking wasted, dude.
I know you are. That's the whole point
are
of
you?
This. Yeah. Hello? I'm wasted too. We're supposed to be in this together. So you have to take the whole same thing I just did.
I feel like seriously wrecked.
I know, me too.
Really?
I'm going to take advantage of you. Don't worry about it. You're going to be like, hey, where's my car keys? And I'm going to be choking you. It's cool. You can't. Don't you better not touch me.
I'm not going to touch you.
Right,
not with the 10-foot pole. Not with the 10-foot motherfucking pole. You know what I'm saying, Neil?
You can't touch me.
No, fuck that. Can't touch this.
Hey.
Brian, you're my friend. I would.
Just
I
drink
honestly,
that so I can rape you. Come on. You just dropped it all over the. Don't. It's upside down. It's upside down. No, you have it upside down.
I don't, stupid. So Brian just thought I had the fucking rubble upside down, but I don't. Bam.
Bam, you showed everyone.
Yeah. I can't even see. Does it say 271?
What's your fate? What?
I don't know. I just want to pass out and go lay with you.
You want to lay with me?
I've never done that before, but I'm fucking drunk. Okay, fine.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to take a shot. What if I get sick, dude?
Just do it.
But I'm scared. Jaeger tastes like black licorice. I can't
trust me.
It
will make my penis bigger. I'm just kidding.
I hate you.
You're going to sleep on the couch. Just kidding.
So, you want me to sleep on the couch? You want me to sleep in the
chug
bed?
That, and I'll make out with you on camera.
Okay, fine.
Wow. Damn, look at that. Just because I said on camera, she went crazy. She's like, oh, really, on camera? Red band. Going to make out with me on camera? That might have been... You didn't even... No.
No, I can't put a smelling.
No, no. You have to drink the whole thing. No, chug it. Can't do it. Wow. No. You can't. No.
Come on, Brian.
No, I don't want to make out with
Brian.
You. Look. My mouth is taken by somebody else.
Who?
Look. You don't need to know. If you want this mouth... You can't have it.
Well, I don't want it if I don't have it.
You don't want
it? No.
You don't want it?
No.
You don't want it?
If I can't have it, I don't want it.
I'm not into the whole chase, all right? If you want this, I'm right here, motherfucker. All right? If you don't want it, then I'm going to go somewhere else.
Damn, you're crazy.
That's it. That's all like I'm saying.
You've become cops. You just became the first 48. Why is your tickling me? You son of a... Hey, you should have kissed me. That's weird.
That's weird. Let's end the podcast and go all fuck.
Right. You want to go fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this is Brian. Anyways, thanks for watching the first drunk cast. I make.
Jaeger sucks.
Here's the secret. Make the girl think you have a podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.
Brian, that was nice.
Play a song to take us out. You son of a bitch.
Dude, I'm fucking hammered.
I know. Take us.
I can't even walk.
Is your face still on fire? Are you puking? You could puke on my dick. Hey, puke on my dick. You dirty bitch. See you guys later. Bye.